Let's talk some swimming with one of the all-time greats, Grant Hackett's joining us to discuss the Australian Swim Champs. Last night was an amazing night of swimming. We saw the arrival of Cody Simpson. We saw the redemption of Shayna Jack, and they didn't even win their races. That's how good it was. Grant joins us on the line. Good morning, Grant. Whee. Let's try that again. Are you there, Grant?
Yeah, have you got me?
Yeah, I got you now. That was a horrible noise we had, but that's a much better result for us. An amazing night of swimming, and as I mentioned, Cody Simpson and Shayna Jack didn't even win their races.
Yeah, no, it was a phenomenal night of swimming. I mean, to see Shayna Jack come back after a couple of years, I don't know how she's done that, and to be swimming a time that ranks at number two in the entire world, and of course Molly O'Callaghan, who won that event, is number one in the world. So, and we're missing our former two superstars, or current superstars, really. They're just on a break, which is Kate Campbell and Emma McKeon, who's, of course, a seven-time Olympic gold medalist from the Olympics last year. And then to see Cody Simpson actually qualify for a team in less than 2 years coming back from the sport. Internationally, I don't think across the sport we would have seen something like that. That sort of transition from a completely different career, decade out of the water, and come back and do what he did last night. So it was an awesome night of swimming, that's for sure.
So, Grant, he actually referenced you after the race about how he talked about that he'd spoken to you about this is what he wants to do. He wants to become a swimmer again. I mean, he was an underage swimmer. And he saw kind of confidence that you didn't go, what are you doing, mate? Like, you actually were quite encouraging and positive about him doing it. Can you take us into that sort of conversation?
It was quite funny because he was swimming with a good mate of mine, Matt Target, and a former teammate of mine, Brett Hawke, over in Los Angeles. And, you know, he gave me a call and we started chatting, and I thought, is he serious? Because funny enough, Cody used to be my next door neighbour, and I'm really good friends with his parents, trained at the same pool when he was a young kid, so I know the family very well. And I was having a chat with him, and I could hear the seriousness in his voice and how dedicated he was, what he was doing in training. Brett was sending me some videos of his sets, and you know, he was vomiting at the end of the pool, and he was just fully committed. And I could tell his, you know, desire and will was just so strong. I thought, well, mate, give it a crack. Have a go. Why not? Because he was a super talent when he was younger. Like, this guy could swim. And then he said, look, I want to put everything on hold, because I asked him about his music. I said, what are you going to do there? What are you going to do with this rock star life that you no doubt have in LA? And he goes, look, I'll just do whatever it takes. If I have to move back to Australia, get the coaching there, which he's eventually done with Michael Boll, I'll do it. And I said, mate, let's have a crack at this. And he's done that. And, you know, he's proven all the people that were probably thinking this is an impossibility for him to achieve something at this level. Totally wrong, and he did it in absolute style last night to produce 2:51, two sub-52 100-metre butterflies is so quick. Put it this way, the Sydney 2000 Olympics was won in 52.00, and he's swimming a 51, so that's how quick he is.
That's a great insight, Grant. That's a great insight. And then the other story, Shayna Jack, and we're talking about her this morning, that regardless of what has happened in the past, as Daniel said, this is a genuine redemption story.
Oh, 100%. I mean, she went through, I couldn't imagine, such a difficult time mentally in her life and emotionally, because here's a person that's, you know, taken something inadvertently, didn't know, wasn't actively going out there to try and cheat in the sport, and then, you know, copped a 2-year ban, which is fair enough. You've got to be responsible for what happens in your body. But what she went through in terms of the publicity, the questioning, you can't train with a squad. You can't train with a coach when you're in a 2-year ban like that. You have to go out there in the public lanes and do it on your own. So just stay involved in the sport and stay relatively fit is a challenge. But to come back last night at her first nationals again and qualify in the way she did says a lot about her strength, her character, and her ability to be able to push through a difficult time. So, yeah, I look at that performance. And, you know, if you look at the whole picture of what it took to get to this particular point in time, it's quite remarkable and quite inspiring.
It's quite amazing, is what it is. You talk about resilience in sport and young people these days, and that's an unbelievable example.
That ticks all the boxes.
Yeah, my word, it does. And Mac Horton's back in the team too. He missed Tokyo. Good to see him back.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. To see Mac back on the team doing an individual swim. Of course, he was the Olympic champion in the men's 400-metre freestyle back in 2016, a very famous race where he beat the big Chinese fella, Sun Yang. But to see, you know, his ups and downs over the past couple of years, only qualified for a relay heat swim in Tokyo. And, you know, he's moved around coaches. He moved up from Melbourne up to the Gold Coast to Michael Boll as well. And, you know, he's been training incredibly well. He's been producing good times. And last night he got himself back on the team. So, you know, big congratulations to him. And I'm sure he'll just build his confidence and momentum from here as well.
We got more action tonight?
We do. We've actually got Kaylee McEwen, so multiple gold medalist from last year's Olympics in the water, not doing her main event, but she's actually doing the women's 400 individual medley. We've also got the men's 200-metre freestyle. I love the men's 200-metre freestyle because it brings everyone together from every event. So you've got the short, you know, sort of swimmers in there, the sprinters in there, then you've got the middle distance and some of the distance guys coming into it. Even the form strokers like that one, like a Michael Phelps, he came in and won this event back in 2008. So it really brings men's swimming together. And also what's on the program tonight too is a men's 200-metre breaststroke. Now, this one could potentially, I don't want to jinx it, but nudge the world record. Zach Stubblety-Cook, he won the Olympics last year in this event. He was the only individual men's winner on the program there in Tokyo. So watch out for him in action tonight as well.
All right, catch all the action on Prime for all the action with the 2022 Australian Swim Champs. Looking forward to it. Grant, you've done a great job so far with the team. Go get them.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Good stuff. Grant Hackett with us, an icon in Australian swimming.